Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of the human design gates and gene keys. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, the sun moves into a new human design gate or gene key, just like it moves through the zodiac. So we'll shine a spotlight on each new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. As the sun activates these gene keys, it activates these archetypal energies within the entire human collective for the 6 days that the sun is in its presence, which is why I am doing this series to cover the energies that we all feel within as the sun is activated, as well as the energies that live within you if you have these gene keys or gates in your human design chart or hologenetic profile. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive into the Conscious Code. I created the Conscious Code Collective membership, and that membership allows you to look at all of the details of each 64 human design gates and gene keys, right? Like, what? Okay, and I broke down the shadows. I broke down the gifts, the I Ching aspects, the gene keys aspects, the human design aspects. I gave you affirmations that you can use to further embody your gifts and overcome your shadows, or embrace your shadows, I should say. I created a lot of contemplative journal prompt questions that you can reflect on for each 64 gates or gene keys. I also created, you know, tips to help you further embody the gifts of your specific gates. So if you want to learn about all of the 64 gates, I would encourage you to join the Conscious Code Collective membership. It is only $27 a month. I'm going to go ahead and put the link down there in the show notes so you can go ahead and grab that, become a member. Every single month, we're also going to be going through one specific gene key sphere, starting with the activation sequence, the Life's Work sphere, which is your conscious sun gate. It is 70% of your personality. So we're going to start that this month. If you become a member this month, you can get in on that. I already created a journal for it, so I'm super excited about that, to share that with you guys. Definitely click that link and become a member. Hello, and welcome back to the Conscious Code series. Today we're talking about Gate 44. Gate 44 is what I like to refer to as the intuitive recognition. This is the gate of alertness in human design. And in the gene keys, it is called karmic relationships. This is also in the spleen. It seems like this is a very spleen time of year, right? Where we're all about intuition, fear, instincts, health. You know, it really kind of makes sense for this time of year that we kind of refocus back on those things. What's really important after the summer break, right? The shadow of Gate 44 or karmic relationships is called interference. Interference is about disrupting healthy patterns due to fear of repeating past mistakes, causing chaos and imbalance. So you're afraid of some of the old mistakes that you've had in your past repeating. So you avoid putting yourself into healthy situations that could benefit you. You create more chaos, actually, because you want to avoid doing that. Habits. You know who on your team has some habits or patterns that need to be broken, and what patterns need to be nurtured. And the siddhic state, or highest state of frequency, is synarchy. And this is about collective unity, understanding the interconnectedness of all beings through time and space. It's like the web of life, right? And how everything is connected. So Gate 44 is deeply connected with patterns from the past, knowing what habits need to be broken to create prosperity and well-being. It's about recognizing these patterns and breaking them and transforming them through forgiveness. So it knows that every moment, even those in the past, hold the potential for healing and transformation. It understands that. It's very alert and intuitive, especially being located in the spleen, and it can see the potential in other people and situations. It can look at somebody else's patterns and know who's healthy, who's making healthy choices, and who has some bad habits that need to be broken. So this gate can guide people in breaking harmful patterns or bad habits and using them as a means to grow, learn, and forgive. It has a fear of repeating past mistakes, which can lead to resistance and an inability to move forward. In the shadow, it can show up as having a fear of past experiences, that they might repeat themselves. And this leads to paralyzation and avoidance of doing something that could lead to growth and learning. And I actually have this gate. It really reminds me of a couple situations in my past where I was hurt by my friends and I was hurt by men. And I went through a very long stage of me not wanting to open myself up to new people, new friends, new friend opportunities, men that could potentially hurt me because I seemed to attract the same type of men. But I realized that I was keeping myself paralyzed. I was keeping myself from experiencing growth, from meeting new people that might be aligned with who I am now. So I definitely can identify with the shadow aspect of this gate. Now, it could also show up as misjudgment in relationships, where you have a pattern of attracting the same not so healthy types of people into your life because you don't recognize the repetitive patterns in these people. So you're continuously attracting people that are not healthy for you because you're choosing not to look at the patterns that are apparent. You have the gift of recognizing those patterns, but you choose not to look. So therefore, you're continuously accepting people or having the same types of people show up in your life that were just like the last one that you let go of. You know what I mean? Be aware of that. But in your gift frequency, you have the ability to recognize these types of patterns. You're very intuitive. You're skilled in learning from your past. You learn from those mistakes. You forgive others and you sense who is healthy in your life and your guide of transformation. So you're a great team player, and you can sense who will add value to the team and who won't, who actually has healthy patterns in their lives and who doesn't. You are probably somebody that can tell one of your good friends whether somebody is actually their friend or not. And you also face the past with grace instead of fear. You learn from your past mistakes instead of letting them paralyze you from growth. And most importantly, you forgive yourself for those past mistakes. You forgive those that may have hurt you or wronged you, but you also forgive yourself. And as you forgive yourself, you are able to further embody your gift of teamwork, finding the right people, knowing who is good and healthy for you, helping people break bad habits, helping people recognize the patterns in their lives that need to be changed, and no longer stopping yourself from having new experiences because you no longer fear that you'll repeat the patterns from your past. You know that you've learned from them. And this is a very Libra energy. It's in the Vedic sign of Libra. But Libra is a very balancing energy. Libra likes to weigh things out. So this is, it reminds me of that energy where you're being discerning on who can enter your team, who can be on your team, who will benefit you, weighing out the patterns that exist within other people and knowing who could add value to your team. And it is all about relationships. It's about karmic relationships and making sure you kind of cut the ties with people who are no longer serving you, people you may have karmic contracts with, right? And these are your lessons to learn in life, to let go of those who are no longer serving you, to let go of those who have unhealthy patterns and are creating chaos in your life, and forgiving yourself for not seeing it right away, but learning from it, knowing not to repeat that pattern in the future. That's what Gate 44 is all about. So here are some contemplations for you. What patterns from the past are holding you back from moving forward with courage? Where can you see that showing up in your life? What's holding you back? Something that you've experienced before, and it's stopping you from wanting to try doing it again because of what happened in the past. It's time to understand that you've learned from that pattern, forgive yourself, and dip your toes back in, see what happens. Trust that you've learned from it. Have you forgiven yourself for the mistakes of your past? Why or why not? And if you haven't, now is a good time to go ahead and do that. Write yourself a forgiveness letter. And in what ways can you better trust your instincts to guide you in your relationships and endeavors? You have that intuitive knowing of who is right and who is wrong. Listen to it this time. Don't be afraid that you'll allow yourself to go down the wrong path again, or that you'll allow yourself to be negatively impacted by another again in the same way that you were from your past. Learn from that and allow your instincts to guide you in your relationships. And some tips to further embody your gift are to trust your instincts when it comes to identifying patterns within yourself and within other people. Practice forgiveness of others and especially yourself. And learn from your past. Take those negative situations and view them as undercover blessings or lessons of life. I love you guys so much. I'm so grateful for your presence here. Until next time.
And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the Conscious Code.